All right, Keith, first and foremost, glad to see you're okay. Probably the hardest hit you've taken on that car?
Yeah, for sure.
And what exactly happened?
Just racing hard, and Tim Snyder bobbled a little bit off of two, and just I was right on him, and had nowhere to go. I just clipped him, and once I clipped him, I lost all steering and everything, and it just went straight into the wall.
How bad is the car?
It's not as bad as we first thought. A lot of times when you wreck like that, it's not as bad as you think it is. But it was the hardest hit I've taken up here, probably. And Chris built it, so a lot of the stuff, the bars and whatnot, would shear off. And so the internal, the shocks, and everything's okay there. So we've got some spares for the car, and have to make some more for sure.
Yes, it's like, you know, you said everybody knows this is an independent car, nothing else like it. You don't really have much to go on as far as the safety of the car when you take a hit like that. It held up pretty well, you think?
Yeah, for sure. I just cut up my knuckles a little bit. It happened so fast that I didn't really have time to get my hands off the wheel, so I was kind of pulling my hands back right when I was hitting the wall. So it could have. I'm lucky I didn't break my wrists or something like that. That could have put me out for most of the season, probably. So I'm thankful for that. And sorry I wrecked. Feel bad because we work hard and don't like to wreck any cars, obviously.
Think we'll see you back here in 2 weeks.
Yeah, should be. Lucky we have. If it was next week, I don't know if you would, but of course Chris would probably find a way. But 2 weeks, yeah, we'll have time, and Chris will work hard. His brother and the whole crew and whatnot, so...